Trump has held a steady lead in the Republican race, despite controversial statements, offensive remarks, and what many consider insufficient knowledge of current and foreign affairs. His front-runner status has led him to brag that he's unstoppable.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
One reason for his popularity is Trump's tough stance on illegal immigrants.
With the economy, what it is in this country, we can't afford to give our jobs away to people that are here and not willing to go through the process of coming legally.
Despite his braggadocio, Trump acknowledged that a win in Iowa is important.
It's crunch time, folks. I want to win Iowa. I want to really win it.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz lags behind Trump by more than 10%, but hopes he can make a difference in Iowa.
If we stand as we the people, then we will bring back, we will restore that last best hope for mankind. That shining city on a hill. That is the United States of America.
On the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders appears to be gaining support that is matching Hillary Clinton's in some places. He enjoys a lot of support among young voters who are tired of politics as usual.
They want this country to move in a new direction. They want to be part of a political revolution.
Sanders has criticized the growing income inequality in the United States and the influence of money on politics.
He is not funded by big companies, he's funded by private donors. Hillary Clinton is a Democrat, but she's also like playing the game. She's funded by all these companies, so I'm not for that as much.
Reports from New York say that city's former mayor, Michael Bloomberg, may join the presidential race if Sanders becomes a threat to Clinton. The billionaire, listed as one of the world's richest people, says he would fund his own campaign and run as an independent. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.